Inside its massive halls are more than 60,000 objects that make up one of the top collections of art in the United States. Visitors to the Detroit Institute of Arts Museum can see up close the brushstrokes of Vincent van Gogh's Self-Portrait. Or William Adolphe Bouguereau's Nut Gatherers, which is so finely detailed it looks more like a photograph than a painting. It was the large wall murals of Detroit's auto industry, painted by Diego Rivera, that attracted Virginia-based airline pilot Terrence O'Toole.
And I thought it was interesting coming here and see the murals depicting the cultural diversity of the plant.
If you look closely as you walk the halls of the DIA, there are placards that describe each artifact on display. Underneath the title of many of the pieces are four important words: City of Detroit Purchase. What sets the DIA apart from most major museums is that the city owns the DIA building and its collections. Even before Detroit's emergency manager Kevin Orr filed for bankruptcy protection, he inquired about the Institute's inventory, setting the art world and Detroit citizens into a frenzy.
It's a slam against all the citizens of the city and a slam against the citizens of the whole area here.
Bookseller John King is a lifelong Detroit resident who stayed in the city as its population dramatically declined. He says the DIA is important to what's left of Detroit's spirit and hopes creditors don't force the sale of its assets to pay the city's debt.
It's sad that they're even talking about going after that asset. I mean, they have other assets they could go after, and they shouldn't really be touching the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Finance professor Amiatash Pernanandan of the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan says the total value of the DIA's collection is far less than what Detroit owes its creditors.
I would just point out that you're looking at $18 billion of deficit, $18 billion of debt. The art museum will fetch you $1 to $2 billion. Even if you sell that, it's not going to solve your problems.
It's tragic to have to sell it piecemeal. It would be sad.
O'Toole adds that selling the collection could also undermine the very thing Detroit needs at the moment.
It brings visitors, brings cash flow to this community, which the city's in desperate need of some cash flow.
The nonprofit group ArtServe Michigan says the state earned $2 billion in tourism money in 2011, based mostly on cultural institutions like the Detroit Institute of Arts. Not only would selling the DIA's collection hurt tourism income, experts say such a sale would mean a large amount of rare and important artwork would flood the market, potentially undermining the city's ability to get the best price possible for its holdings. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Detroit, Michigan.